I would like to speak about the word Evan, stone. In Parshas Vayakhel Pekudei, I mentioned that there are Hebrew words that are expressed in both Zachor and Nekeva. One of the words was the word Evan, a stone. I was asked to cite an example of the word Evan being used B'Lashoyin Zachor in the masculine. In truth, we generally find the word Evan in the feminine form. However, look in Devarim, Parshas Kisavoy, Perek Chof Zayin, Psukim, Beis, Gimel, Dalet, Hey, and Vav. In these Psukim, you will see that the word Evan is expressed three times in Nekeva and three times in Zachor. The question is why? I saw a very nice pshat in the Sefer Mafteach Deles by Rav Linshitz. He says that when the Pasuk wants to describe the stones, whether they are large or complete or in an unfinished state, then Lashon Nekeva is used. Also, when describing the stones before the actual ksav, before the actual letters have been inscribed on the stone, Lashon Nekeva is used as well. However, after their completion, and the stones do not need any more tzura or any more work, and the stones are in its complete state, then Lashon Zachor is used. Look at Pasuk Beis. The Pasuk states, V'hake moiso lecho avonim gedolois. Here the word gedolois is written, since the Pasuk is only describing the size of the stones, therefore Lashon Nekeva. In the same Pasuk, V'sadto oisam basid, the word oisam with a mem is used, you shall coat them with plaster, is describing the finished product, which is to be covered afterwards with plaster. This follows the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda Masechta Soita Lamed Hey. Look at the Gemara there. Therefore, Visadto Oisam Basid is Lashon Zachor. It refers to a finished product. In Pasuk Gimel, the Pasuk states, V'chosavto Aleihen, ending with a nun. V'chosavto Aleihen es kol divrei ha-Torah ha-Zois ba'ovrecha. You shall inscribe on them all the words of the Torah when you cross over. This Pasuk says, you shall inscribe on them, which is before the complete process. Therefore, Lashon Nekeva. In Pasuk Dalet again, V'sadto Oisam Basid refers to the process after the inscribing, therefore Lashon Zachor. And Pasuk He, Loisonif Aleihem Barzel, ending with a Mem Aleihem. This Pasuk tells us that one must not raise iron upon them after the entire process is completed, therefore Lashon Zachor. And the final Pasuk, Avonim Shleimois Tivne, the word Shleimois, which is Lashon Nekeva, this phrase tells us that the stones should be complete, therefore Lashon Nekeva. The Sefer also refers us to the Ralbag in Shmuel Aleph, Perik Yudalid, Pasuk Lamed Hei, where the Ralbag writes regarding the Pasuk Vayiven Shaul Mizbeach Lashem, Oisoi, Heichel Livnois Mizbeach Lashem. In reference to Shaul HaMelech building the Mizbeach made of stone, Avonim, the word Oisoi is written, Lashon Zachor. The Ralbag writes, Va'al tisma im yehye even pa'am zachor pa'am nekeva, ki yesh kamayhu rabim b'lashoin. Do not wonder why sometimes the word even is zachor and other times nekeva, since there are many other words in the Torah that are in the same category.